Derby Station, 84 WHAS, proudly presents Derby Day 93. And live from Churchill Downs, the 84 WHAS Derby team is assembled to bring you the fun and excitement, the spectacle and drama of the 119th running of the Kentucky Derby. And now, direct from our Churchill Downs Broadcast Center, your host, Wayne Perkey.
Good morning and welcome to the best party of the whole year. Glad to see you. You have the best seat in the house and you didn't even have to buy a hat today. I guess Terry Miners is looking for predictions or anything else he can find at the folks in the infield. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Wayne Perkey. I'm going to start out with my Derby prediction because I never seem to get that on the air. I always forget to throw it in somewhere. I'm going to take Willenda today. Well, think about who the horse is named after. Willenda, so perfect. Named after Carl Willenda, the tightrope walker. So here's my scenario. Pat Day wins his second Derby today on Willenda. It races under the finish wire, and then Willenda climbs up on the pole and walks the finish wire.
God, I love it. I love it.
How are you, Kathy Kern?
Great.
What is that green thing floating in your drink? There usually aren't green things in people's
drinks. I think it's a lime.
I was hoping you weren't going to tell me you had the flu.
Mention the name John Goodman, and you're talking about, well, we don't care about being a national hero. You're talking about a Louisville hero. If you read the papers, John, during this week, you're like a returning conquering hero. What did you do last year?
I bled a lot of money at the racetrack, and I'm doing the same today, so I guess they like that.
What do you spend your money on, John?
Right now, losing horses.
Kevin Ledger's joined us now.
This is a very interesting Derby, Wayne, because it is so wide open.
Fellas, a couple of guys here from Chicago. Is it Chicago?
No, it's Chicago.
Chicago. So, you guys, I see you're already topless. Are you scoping out the ladies here in the infield?
I'm just hoping they don't see me looking like this.
Oh! I have a serious question. You know, Billy Ray Cyrus is from Kentucky. We understand that he got thrown out of Millionaire's Row today because he was wearing Reeboks with his tuxedo. Can you confirm? Have you seen Billy Ray Cyrus in the infield?
No, I've been trying to avoid him as much as I can. That's kind of a jerk.
Oh, come on. He's great. Come on. Achy Breaky Heart. I mean, what do you want? I hear he's going to do the anthem.
That's all he's got is Achy Breaky Heart.
We'd say hickey breaky this.
No.
Well, we spoke about meeting talent in Millionaire's Row, and you couldn't do better than Dennis Hopper. What's your extravagance, Dennis?
Well, I bought a 61,000 square foot building that was on the condemned list for $150,000. So I figured it only cost, you know, maybe a couple million to get it back in shape. It's a wonderful old building, but that's an extravagant thing
to
do.
You're an optimist, too.
As you can see, Wayne, I'm well protected right now. I have trained personnel should anyone make a move on me. Here at the Derby, Doug McElvin for your Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
There was a rumor that Rush Limbaugh was seen coming into the long field interest, Doug. I don't know if he's looking for you or who.
Actually, I have given the officers instructions to shoot Mr. Limbaugh if he shows up at
on
any time.
On sight.
Yes.
All right.
They are to empty their revolvers into him.
Okay.
And all the hot air will pop out then, but that's another...
Oh, Douglas.
Shelley Catherine, of course, is with me. Now, guys, I bet on the first race. I picked the number three horse, and I gave her a $20 bill, said, here, go place a bet for me. So I thought she was going to place a $2 bet. No, she places a $20 bet, and I wind up with $140. It was great. Shelley Catherine, you're my good luck charm forever.
I enjoyed that, I have to say.
What we want to know is, do you have a pick for the Derby?
You really don't want to hear my pick. My pick is to keep your money in your wallet.
Down the stretch, and Wacky Warrior now pulls out with a lead with an eighth of a mile to go. Take Me Out is coming at him. He's less than a length back. It is Take Me Out coming on the outside. He pulls up even, and now Take Me Out moves by. Take Me Out's going to get the win as we come to the finish. Take Me Out takes it by just over a length.
Wayne, this track record has stood since 1957. The record that was just beaten today in this race by Take Me Out.
How about the mother of the President of the United States, Virginia Kelly? You are an admitted fan of horse racing.
Oh, absolutely. I sure am. I'm very dedicated to horse racing.
Why the tuxedos? Is this like a, is this a babe thing? Are you, is this to get women?
My brother made me.
We found the deli, so we won't go hungry at all here, Wayne.
Jack, I'd like my medium rare, please.
Can we get a medium rare for our anchor man here?
Willie!
It's getting pretty, I think his wrist is medium rare right now. Just reached in to get one for you, Wayne.
Capadre on the outside now puts the head in front. It's Capadre, but now coming back along the inside is Desert Wave. Capadre and Desert Wave now coming together. Head bobbing, Desert Wave, Capadre. They come to the wire dead, even those two can't call.
Well, there was some bumping going on in the stretch, and Shane Sellers is the man who came out the better because of it. Shane Sellers being on the winner.
Well, let's find Tony Cruz. Tony.
Wayne Perkey, I'm here right now with the mother of all interviews. With me, I have Jody from Orlando. Jody, first let me describe what you're wearing. You have very nice white Nike
tennis shoes on. Then you have a, shall we say, what a baby might do in a diaper socks color, and some nice pink hose. You do look like someone that came from Washington just a couple of weeks ago. You know that.
Yeah, but I saw you there, too.
All right, we're out of here. Wayne, we're in the infield.
Well, I'm telling you guys, here it was, the mother of all interviews. You said it, and it is.
Astis Foxy Lady trying to hold on to the lead with Mumblaya closing along the rail. Astis Foxy Lady and Mumblaya, and Chana Code is closing out wide. We come to the wire, and it is Mumblaya, the first-time starter.
I'm here on Millionaire's Row with a woman who has given new meaning to the word gossip. One of the most popular talk shows and her syndicated show is Joan Rivers.
I'm thrilled to be here.
Are you enjoying yourself here?
Ah, oh, are you kidding? I almost won just now.
Oh, Paul Willman and Jackie Rourke. I never had trouble saying your name before, Paul.
Hey, where there's a will, there's a man.
Ah, Willman. Right, Willman. I got it now.
If you thought Hammer was tough to get to,
yeah,
you haven't seen anything yet. Mr. President, welcome to Louisville and the 119th Run for the Roses.
Well, Doug, I just want to say it's good to be here in Kentucky. I want to know, did Kentucky go for me in the election?
Well, I'm not really sure there, Mr. President. I'm not very political by nature, so...
Might not like this place as much as I thought I did.
Mr. President, thank you very much. For the Derby Station, I am... Eat your heart out, Mitch. I'm Doug McKelvin, 84 WHAL.
What a reporter. What a reporter.
Mr. President, welcome to Louisville. I have this question for you, whether picking horses or politics is tougher, sir.
Well, I don't know. Both are pretty tough for an amateur like me, but... No, it's nice being here, away from the political rat race and with friends and watching another kind of race.
How do you like all the support for you today?
Well, I think there's some nostalgia in the air, and I appreciate it.
We come to the wire with a 16th still to go, and on the outside is, if you can see me now, with Native Boat. Santa Catalina gets through on the inside, and here comes Santa Catalina rushing on the outside hard as Court Hostess, and it's very close. Court Hostess with a furious charge, but I don't think she caught Santa Catalina. It was very close between those two.
I'm standing in the presence of show business royalty, a former Miss America, Marianne Mobley, and the man who says he's her husband, Gary Collins. Listen, every year when we come here, I ask you, and you always give me something pithy on how you make a successful marriage.
Well, first of all, I don't think that's very fun to say, Mill.
Mention the name Merv Griffin. What kind of reaction do you get?
Oh, it's strange now. In the old days when I was singing, just doing a talk show, it was, "Hiya, Merv." Now, because of riverboats and casinos and things like that, I walked in here today and a woman said, "I just lost at your place."
Those three race to the wire together. Ojai on the rail. Khalid Valley to the outside. Looks like Khalid Valley puts the head in front. We come to the wire and it is Khalid Valley wins it by a length. I think furiously held off Ojai for second and third.
Okay, hi, Wayne. How are you?
Well, Jim, I'm doing fine.
I'm just saying goodbye to Barbara Grosso, who's working her way through there. Your husband is over there, and he just took off his artificial leg, and that's where he hides all the real money. So
that's
go
right
over there at the window and look, okay?
He's been to farm.
They're calling him Skippy over there. Bye, Barb.
It is Lady Blessington trying to get, you'd be surprised. Lady Blessington gaining on her. Lady Blessington puts a nose in front. Lady Blessington wins it by a head over, you'd be surprised, with Wasifa finishing third.
Okay, Bird, tell me, is this a pretty good birthday you're having here?
You can't beat this kind of birthday. I haven't been back in 30 years. I'm loving being back. Kentucky's awesome.
Bert, why are you wearing a trash bag?
Keep trying. You know, you guys really don't know how to put on a rainstorm. Back in Baltimore, we can really make it rain.
Any last thoughts as you come under the finish line, headed toward the paddock, behind all these folks?
Nothing other than this has got to be the most exciting place to be on the Derby when you're on the same track as these wonderful horses.
And I'm going to go, hey, the five or six, Billy, that have been working well this week, your man Diazzo's not one of them. I'm going with Union City and Prairie Bayou and an Exacta.
All right.
And I'm going with Bull in the Heather and Personal Hope.
I'm picking a long shot, Diazzo to win the Derby. I like Walinda second with Pat Day. I think it's going to be a very close finish. And I like Sea Hero third.
Billy, lay off those mint juleps the rest of the day. I'm going with Bull in the Heather.
Prairie Bayou. I think he's solid. I think he's consistent. He's proven he can win on this track.
Well, I'm like Paul. I haven't been changed in 6 months. And all you Prairie Bayou bandwagon jumpers, get off. I mean, I'm going to put my new kid through college with what I make on this horse today.
On
I mean,
Prairie Bayou.
I'm taking it 5-1.
All right. You guys are having a great time.
All right.
Derby, 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 Derby.
They're all down the stretch. It's a cavalry charge with Personal Hope holding on to the lead. Hero on the rail is in second. Diazo and Corby are coming on, and so is Wild Gale. It is Prairie Bayou out wide, but as we near the wire, Z Hero is drawing out to the 16th of a mile to go. Prairie Bayou is closing on the outside with Personal Hope and Wild Gale at the finish. It's Z Hero. Max Miller wins his first Kentucky Derby.